The reading is taken from Titus chapter 3, reading verses 4 to 7. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of any of works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I'm sure many of us will find that quite often there's a great deal of noise going on in our daily lives. Constant messages on Facebook, WhatsApp or Twitter notifications. There are adverts in just about everything around us. All the posters, all the claims, all the statements. Sometimes it just seems as though we're being bombarded by noise. And all to what effect? Perhaps the noise prevents us from hearing and perceiving that still small life-giving voice. And sometimes there's so much noise going on that it's really difficult for us to hear the really significant messages. We need stillness and silence sometimes so that we can try and understand what is good, lovely, and true. And that's the God-living, God-breathed word that restores our soul. And we're here today indicating that we desire something that's different today from the usual noise of Christmas. This today is a moment to be still, to hear, to see with our spiritual eyes, and to receive the gift that is offered to us today. This present comes unseen, yet it's very real, and it becomes specially present as we open our hearts and lift them up to God. And some of the old Psalms can reflect this. Be still, my soul. In silence, my soul is waiting. And the Spirit of God speaking to us in gentle but enticing tones. And the words, be still and know that I am God. It was in the stillness of the night that an angel appeared to the shepherds looking after their flocks under the stars on a rural hillside near Bethlehem. And these ancient angels announced the birth of the Messiah that everybody had been waiting for. And this Messiah was going to be named Jesus, or Saviour. And then the stillness of that night becomes changed by the glory, the light, and the splendour of the angels, and the heavenly sound of the exquisite choir as they sang. And as the word of God had been spoken through the angel Gabriel to Mary 9 months earlier, this resulted in divine life being planted inside her womb. And now that divine love appears in the humility and wonder of a human birth. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. But this word is not like an email or any other kind of message. This isn't information. This isn't just more noise that's happening. This is creation in action. And when God speaks, life happens. Things come into existence that hitherto have not been known about. And this word of God is the very means of the creation of all created things, the things we see and the things we don't. This is the very source of life in all its forms, from the subatomic to countless galaxies, everything created through this word, everything having their origin or their beginning in this word. And in him, in Jesus, everything and everyone finds its place in the created order. In Jesus, we can discover who we really are, who we're created to be. In Jesus, we find the fullness of life, the reason why we're here, our purpose and our identity. In Jesus, we can experience our very souls being embraced by a love that goes completely beyond our understanding. And that is the Christmas gift that is being offered to everyone who would like to receive it. This is the gift that's offered afresh to all of us today. When God spoke through the angel to Mary, she received that word in her heart, in her inner being. And the seed was sown and became manifest in the form of a baby, fully formed, ready to take its place in human history. And this divine yet fully human being, this Jesus, when he was born, began a new age, a new era in human history. And this is an era that's never going to pass away. The purpose of this continued after his death, and of course it continues today, and always will do so. You, me, this church, and all other fruits of that word of God becoming flesh continue to make a difference in the world. Where the seed or where the word bears fruit, peace can increase, love will multiply, healing can happen, and hope can grow. Although it seems that growth in our churches has sadly slowed in the West in recent generations, in the world as a whole, especially in the Southern Hemisphere, the number of those receiving this gift of life in Jesus is actually growing faster than ever. Through Jesus, life in all its fullness and freedom is going to continue to multiply until his justice and mercy is seen in all the earth. We're waiting until he comes again in all his glory, when every eye will see him, every tongue confess, and every knee will bow to acknowledge the majesty of the one through whom everything has its being, in whom we all find our identity and our fulfillment. So there's an invitation. Will you receive this gift that is being freely offered to you today? Is your heart open and ready to receive the word of God spoken to our souls today? When it does, new life comes in all its fullness as the seed, the word, is received, accompanied by heavenly joy and peace, which are the signs of a true Christmas. May these be yours today and always. Amen.